Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Marion. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Rocket Football fans, I'm here with Coach Gage Courtney on Monday. And Coach Courtney, all weekend I've been around people around town, and everybody says one of the best football games they've ever seen in their life Friday night, as your guys win 33-20 to beat Bethlehem and gain a measure of revenge and move on to the next level.
Yeah, it was a fun game for fans, I'm sure. As a coach, it was the most nerve-wracking game. I've never been so nervous coaching a football game in my life.
It looks like you pulled a little of your hair out.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't have much to lose. I'm not going to have any left. I don't know. Yeah, it was a good game, though. Both teams, I thought, fought really hard. Bethlehem, you can't say enough about them, and I think it's worth mentioning all the adversity that they had going in and continue to have throughout the game, and they kept fighting as well and played a really good game. And we were able to come out with the win, which obviously is what matters, but hats off to them and the way that they played, especially in the situations that they were in.
Yeah, and that situation was their quarterback, their star quarterback, one of the best in the state, broke his collarbone the last regular season game, and then they come into this game and lose their linebacker and then their backup quarterback, who number 11 in the game, who's one of their better players. So just a tough time for them, but like you said, they didn't quit. It wasn't like they handed us the game.
No, still very tough. And 11 going out, which was their backup quarterback, could really throw it. I saw him pregame, and I seen him. He took a deep shot at us on the first series, and it also hurts him bad on defense because he's their starting. He was starting safety for them, and they were moving 35 down the linebacker, and then you move 10. They lose 10 of their linebackers, so then it puts them in a bind with that as well. So it was a rough night for them injury-wise, but ended up playing four different quarterbacks throughout the night. And but like you said, they gave us everything we wanted still.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can look at this game, and it could hinge on many different plays. Mm-hmm. But kind of one series of plays, that they had a one-point lead, and had the football there late in the game, less than 4 minutes, and get down to the 1 yard line, and then they get a hold, and then they get a block in the back on the next play on the fourth down, and then all of a sudden they're fourth down at the 50 yard line, and they punt to you, and it goes to the two. But on the play before, you could have taken the fourth down and had it at the seven. Either way, you're pinned back there.
Yeah.
But just take us through some of the thought process on all that.
I was just nervous, honestly, down there when they're driving. It just felt bad. It was everything was off script, like just broken plays. Or we have a guy tackled, and we throw him around, and there he goes. Or the quarterback breaks contain on the opposite side of the play, which is even supposed to go, which is what got him down there to the whatever yard line, two or three. I mean, it was so off script. It makes you really nervous as a coach. It was nothing like, this is what they're doing. It could be anything. And it was a result of having all those different pieces out there, but it was causing us trouble on defense as well. And we weren't tackling particularly well at the time, but we get it down there to two, and we get the hold, which is huge. It gives us a chance back. I feel like they're in a passing situation now. And then they dump it off the running back. We kind of lose them. The quarterback scrambles right, left, right, left, and then there's the back, the worst player in the world that we want to be catching this ball in space right here, and he's wide open, catches it. We're able to rally and get him down about the two-yard line, or seven-yard line. Yeah. And then we get the block in the back, which was back deep in the backfield, so it was going to push him back quite a bit. And I went to Austin and said, what do you think? Because ultimately, to me, that's his decision now. Does he feel comfortable with his offense starting at seven, or does he want to take a chance? Hopefully we can hold them right here, or they punt it to us and give them a little bit more space to work. And he felt like he trusted the defense enough to, if they did go for it, to stop them, but thought that they would punt it right there. And that's what they did, but then we didn't catch the punt. So then we end up in a worse situation where the ball hits on the 15-yard line and goes all the way to two. And then I'm like, I don't know. It just was a bad situation. Ended up making, we thought we were in it. When they came out to punt, I kind of take a deep breath, all right, good. That's what we wanted. And then, ball rolls onto the 2 yard line. So, I don't know.
And then Mike and Newcomb and Preston Morganson bail you all out.
Make a huge play. Yep, make a huge play. I can't say enough about that play. Mike and Preston right there. Coach Barry having the guts to throw the ball right there. I think a lot of people expect to try to get some room, run the ball right there, try to get it out a little bit, but takes a shot first play. Great ball, great catch. Makes a couple people miss after the catch, and that's the play of the game, I would say. There's a bunch of them, but that definitely was the one.
And Preston gets caught from behind. You don't see that too often.
Yeah.
That kid could fly that came down.
Yeah, I felt like Preston, for some reason, was looking at to get – I think he could have probably.
He's just turned on the
jets. Yeah, I think he could have. Yeah. But, honestly, at that time, I felt good once we got out of space, and I kind of wasn't too worried about that because it was going to eat some clock. I felt confident the offense was going to score right there. I just didn't know. Because then still, we got to get the two to go. They're up one, so if we score, we got to get a two-point conversion to go up seven. So I'd like for them not to have a lot of time to be able to go in there and score. And we scored even a little faster than I really wanted to, honestly.
Well, really, they never stopped us all night. Like you said, you felt confident in your offense. We threw one interception, I think, and then we did punt the first time.
Once, yeah.
And that's the first time we punted in like 8 or 9 quarters.
Yeah.
But Tyler Belt, I'm going to go back to that touchdown where you took the lead in the fourth quarter. And Tyler Belt, and we're going to talk about Gatton Travis in a minute. He's another story, but Tyler was just very determined on that play. And then the 2-point run was even tougher, and he got it.
Yeah, on the on the touchdown, it was actually the same play back-to-back, but the touchdown, they kind of try to squeeze inside. We've been hurting them inside, and the guard did a great job in the offensive line wrapping and getting us to outside, and Tyler's able to just kind of see it, cut outside, and just kind of walk in. The 2-point conversion was a completely different story. They were ready for it the next time. About 3 or 4 guys, he makes a cut, then has to stretch the ball out and barely get over the pylon. Just a great effort by him. Super proud of the way he bounced back. Kind of got on to him a little bit in the first half. We kind of had a mishap there in the secondary, and I got on him pretty tough. And he bounced back and played a great second half, and I was super proud of that.
Well, just incredible performances all around to win that second-round game and advance to the quarterfinals. And you've been there before. It doesn't get any easier. We'll talk about all that on the coaches show later in the week. But let's look at your players of the game. Defensively, Case Gobin had a big game. Sammy Abstato had a big game too.
Yeah, they both played really well. We went with Case, the defensive player of the game. His stats, let's see here. I believe he had 10 total tackles. He had a caused fumble and 2 sacks, which that's a big night. And, you know, when we got him down a little bit, especially to close the game, when they had to throw the ball, he really came alive as a pass rusher and got a big fourth down stop. Made a lot of big plays, obviously. With having 10 tackles at defensive end, that's a really big night. And Sammy gave him trouble, too. A lot of the game plan was for Sammy to really stop what they had shown before. And he did a great job of kind of taking them out of what they did to us last game, which they had so much success in their run game. And Sammy was a big part of that. Had a lot of production, a lot of tackles for loss, and just a great game by both of those guys.
Yeah, Sammy is it with 10 tackles as well, tackle for loss, sack, the whole defense played great against that team. They put up 63 points last time we played them, holds them 20 this time.
Yeah, I thought we came out. We executed the game plan really well as far as being in the right spots. And it's kind of tough with the motions and the different formations and getting everything right that we wanted to get right. And I thought we did most of the night. Had some lapses in coverage, which is a little bit on me. We didn't focus a whole lot on coverage because we didn't know if they'd be able to throw the ball. We figured they'd come out very run heavy. Had some lapses in coverage. We have to fix, and then just tackling was the only two things that I feel like we've got to get better at. Tackling, to move forward and continue to play, we're going to have to tackle a little bit better.
Of course, they had no net yards on the ground the first half.
Yeah.
Then came back with 120 second half, but you still held them under that magic number. It's held true all year. You hold the team to under 5 yards of carry, and you win the football game. And I know that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, that's
5
amazing.
Yards, you think you get 4 yards of carry, you're going to be pretty successful, but...
Yeah.
You throw in a lot of other stuff, penalties and just the game.
Right.
And
big plays, too.
Yeah,
you
big
think
plays.
Big chunks.
Stretches it out. Yeah. But great job by the defense. And offensively, just can't say enough about Gatton Travis and the other guys on offense. But Gatton, just an incredible night. He was in the proverbial zone.
Yeah.
You could see it in his eyes, his determination. Mm-hmm. Just talk about him. And then you have this line. You have Brandon Brandsassy, your center. He's your player of the game. And, you know, the line, he gave all the credit to the line after the game, too. And just some big holes out there.
Yeah, I thought the offensive line, it starts with them and the holes that they created. We did it all week that we got to win the physical battle. We got to be able to run the ball up front. And that was the game plan going in. We even come in like the old school stack eye, trying to, you know, yeah, set the tone right away to run the ball. Just for a mindset thing more than anything. And I thought the offensive line did a great job all night long. There were big holes. And when there wasn't, Gatton made something happen. There were a couple plays where he should have been stopped in the backfield where he fakes tackles, which were really big. Was able to convert some fourth downs where there wasn't a whole lot of space. It was really big. And offensively as a whole, I thought that was a big part of the game too. We convert two or three fourth downs, which it's, I think, two touchdowns on fourth down, mm-hmm, then a big fourth down to keep a drive going, which was great and a big part to Gatton and the offensive line as well. So, yeah, it was just a great night. Gatton refused to be tackled, I thought. It wasn't one man bringing him down. It was the piles and then dragging. The one run was awesome, I thought, mm-hmm, where he breaks a couple tackles and then gets kind of stood up. And then here comes the rest of the team, you know, pushed him in the end zone. Just great effort. And that was what we talked about and Coach Berry's talked about. It's going to take great efforts, just great efforts to continue to play by everybody all the time. And I do think that we are playing with great effort. This team has no quit in them and always plays extremely hard. So, they're fun to coach, and extremely proud of Gatton and the offensive line.
And you get here, and your player of the game in the second round of the playoffs is a freshman lineman who wasn't even on the radar early on.
Yeah, he Brand Sassy played a great game, had his hands full, and did a great job with everything that they gave us. They give you a lot of different things up front, shift a lot, give you different fronts, and no matter what they did, I thought he played really well. But all of them did. When you rush for that many yards and hang your hat on the offensive line, I mean, they deserve a whole lot of credit for that victory, and all of them. I thought he played the best, and Coach Brown did as well, but I thought all of them played really well.
Yeah, we had our best rushing game of the season, and Gatton has the first 100-yard game anybody all year. He ends up with 131, and biggest part of that was in the second half. So great job all the way around. Just everybody's excited, and we'll talk about where we go from now. We're going to see Holy Cross this Friday, and we'll talk about that on the coaches show. But first, I want to just put it out here right now that we will play this game not at Holy Cross. They're having some construction there on their campus, so they've moved it over to PRP, Pleasure Ridge Park. And I've had a lot of people asked about what the game would be on in FHS Network. I've talked to athletic director, Mr. Qualls, mm-hmm, and he's supposed to be looking into that. We'll try to keep our fans updated on that if you can't make this long trip. But, hey, we won't see you there.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, it's a 7:30 Eastern time kickoff as well, 7:30. So
yeah, 6:30 our time.
6:30 our time, yeah. And we're trying to figure out about tickets, too. That's something that we haven't quite figured out yet. But as soon as we get all that information, we'll get it out on everything.
One more. We're in the Final Four. One more W. And then the last team to get there was you and your guys in 2008.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. Yeah. That's the goal. Hopefully we can keep it going.
All right, Coach Courtney, great win. Excited for your team. Good luck against this team this week, and we'll get them scouted out on the coaches show.